Well, that was a song called Gettysburg, and it was taken from an album Rogue State of Mind by Benjamin Folk Thomas. And Ben is coming to Ivy Bridge, the Watermark, Friday. And he joins us on the line now from Sweden. Are you at home, Ben? Is that right?
I'm at home, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Well, it's great to talk to you. Looking forward to seeing you on Friday.
Thanks.
And loving the album. And one of the things in your publicity, it says that just because your middle name is Folk, we shouldn't assume that you're a folk singer. maybe you should drop the middle name, Ben.
It's Folker, actually. That's how we pronounce Folker. It in Sweden.
Right.
You know? Yeah. It's a traditional Swedish name. My paternal granddad was called Folker, yeah.
I got you, okay.
After him, yeah. I could drop it, but he'll be insulted wherever he is now, you know.
Yes, absolutely. You got to honour his memory, haven't you? Now, you're no stranger to British music fans, because you've played a lot of festivals over here, including Glastonbury and Green Man and others too. So, and you lived in London for a while, but are you based back home in Sweden now?
Yeah, I live in Gothenburg. Yeah, we have a studio here, is where we record all our music and where we rehearse and where we write and stuff, you know. So, yeah.
But you're touring. Are you doing a short tour of the UK then, as you come through Ivy Bridge, I guess?
Yeah. So we're doing. Since I was based in the UK for such a long time, you know, we play there. You know, maybe 5 or 6 times a year. I come over solo sometimes, and then I come over with a band.
Now, the album Rogue State of Mind was released last May, so nearly a year old. And I'm always interested with musicians. I know, because my daughter's a musician, that no sooner do you release one than you're working on the next. So is that the case with you?
Yeah, we have a new one. It's almost finished now, but we're sort of just, you know, down to the last part, cutting some songs off it and adding some new songs, and you know, so we started the, I think we even started the new one before the last one was finished.
Yeah, and you say we, because of course it is a band, although nearly all the songs on the last album were solo compositions, as it were. But how much of an input do your band have to the actual writing of the songs then?
Well, the first one they had very little kind of things, because the songs I had, because the first album we recorded, Too Close to Here, I lived in London at the time, and so I wrote all the songs on my own and sort of sent them acoustic demos of them, and then they rehearsed, and then I came over for 2 weeks and we recorded it. So it was difficult for them to have any input because we had a tight schedule, you know.
Yeah.
But this one, Rogue State of Mind, we sort of worked. I wrote the songs, and then I think it's one song which I wrote with Henning. He wrote the chord structure or the music, but on this one there's more of an input from the whole band, but especially me and Henning, the guitarist and or the string instrument player. We write a lot of songs together, you know, and we sit down over a few beers and we make up stuff, you know.
Yes, sounds like fun. Do you come from a musical family, Ben?
No, not at all.
So where did you discover your interest in music?
My parents met at a communist youth party meeting or something like that in Gothenburg, which is a big docking town kind of thing. And so I listened to a lot of communist songs when I was a LP player. So,
yeah.
And a lot of children, prog music for children kind of thing, you know, like prog rock. Children albums and stuff like that. So
yeah.
I listened to a lot of that kind of stuff when I was little, you know.
Yeah.
But they've always been interested in music, but none of them played music. My dad was in a few cabarets, I think, when I was little, but nothing like that. No, they're both like civil servants.
And so you sort of, from hearing it rather than at them playing it, you found this interest in music. And what did you start with? Was it guitar?
I started playing drums in a grunge band when I was 12.
Mm-hmm.
Or in a skate punk band, which turned into a grunge band.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
There's quite so you've come a long way from punk and grunge to what you play now, which I don't know whether you can categorise it as just Americana, because there's blues stuff going on in there as well, isn't there? And country, of course. How do you describe it?
I hate that question, you know, but it's I think a lot of musicians do, but I don't know. I think Americana is such a broad thing, and it gives too much credit to Americans, you know, like, because I don't like this fetish that people have now for American, for just Americans, you know, rather than American music, you know. I don't, because I don't associate with that genre so much, you know. I love what the music that they call Americana, or at least some of it, you know.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't describe my music as it. I think it's more like, I mean, I don't know. How do you describe what is Americana? I don't know, you know. It seems like any new guy with, any new people with guitars and that sings are Americana now, you know.
Well, do you know what I think? I think that there was this perception that country music was very sort of, I don't know, old sounding and only for people from the deep south of America. And so they gave it all a new name, and all of a sudden it's become sexy, hasn't it?
Yeah, I suppose so. I mean, yeah, it's a good marketing move, I suppose. And, you know, if it gets more people into listening to this kind of music, you know, I'm all for it. But I don't know what... I'm still a bit dubious as to what it is.
Well, people coming to the Watermark on Friday are going to find out, that's for sure.
Yeah.
And so you've got the full band with you, and I'm guessing it's going to be quite a lively night.
I hope so, yeah. Yeah, it's going to be a good night. But you know, we do a bit of solo, a bit of band stuff, and we tell a few jokes. We have a good laugh, and we have a few drinks, you know. So it's a good night for... whatever mood you're in, you're bound to have a good night, you know.
I'm sure. Well, Ben, it's great to talk to you today. Looking forward, as I say, to seeing you on Friday. Well, we'll play another song from Rogue State of Mind. We're going to play Pauper to a King. How did you come to write that one, Ben?
Well, it's about my complex relationship to free enterprise and entrepreneurs, I think. I'm sort of confused as to what the... music what the music business was about, and how you sort of like have to sell everything that you do, you know.
Yeah, okay. Well, that sounds great. We'll play the song, and we'll look forward to seeing you on Friday. Ben, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Tim.